Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Kick My Brother Podcast.
Kick My Brother Podcast
with Chris and Kyle.
Hey!
For the next hour, some entertaining conversation, some music talk, and whatever else they get into.
Hey!
Here are your hosts, Chris and Kyle.
Time for that.
Top of that?
Yep. I don't have any time for that. Like from our new show last week.
Ain't time for that.
Ain't time for that. That's right.
Ain't time for that.
That's it. So.
Good evening, that everybody.
Yeah.
But,
as I said, I don't think we're just going to get right into it because we could talk a lot about this. Yeah, like I did minimal research. Yeah, about our topic side. Did minimal research as always.
Per usual.
Yeah, per usual about our topic this week. And if anybody's actually tuning in, I guess we always do this little secret lead-in. Like it's a big surprise to people, but really, if they've clicked on it, they know what the title of the show is and what we're going to be talking about.
The big question is if they click on it.
If they did, yeah, exactly. Well, we did all that huge promo work, Chris, as you were telling me
moments ago.
Yeah, but then you get the promo work, but then they're like, now I got to click.
Yeah.
People aren't really into the clicking.
Yeah, we were talking about movie sequels.
That's right.
Tonight.
That's another big topic we had. That's a big one, man.
Movie sequels?
Yeah, a lot of fucking sequels.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's...
3 minutes to dropping the F-bomb.
I was... that's what I was talking about, actually, with the minimal... not as homework I did. I did... there's another Fast and Furious. Like, Fast and Furious 7 is out.
Jesus, that's got to be the biggest sequel. Enterprise... I don't even say Enterprise, but what it's called.
Well, I guess I feel like this is like a second number 7.
It's fucking cars racing around in streets, isn't it?
Yeah.
And somebody died though on that though, didn't they? Didn't someone die a few years ago?
Yeah, one of the characters. Yeah, but he wasn't. They weren't like filming the movie.
No. But he was one of the main characters, wasn't he, in the first few movies?
Yeah.
A handsome fella.
Yep.
And he was speeding. He was Fast and Furious.
Yep. Yep. And then there's Terminator Genesis coming out. There's another Terminator movie.
I saw that in the promo. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
What number is that? 3?
No, I think they're on like 5 or 6 now.
Oh, shit. Who's the Terminator now?
Well, as far as I was talking, everybody out there, everybody was talking to Michelle. She's my wife. Not to go all Bill Burr on us, but... Talk about what we're going to talk about tonight.
Well, she's not going to be on the show, so you're not really.
Yeah, she's not going to be on the show. But we're talking about like how we were kind of laughing about that. All the Terminators. Like, after the very first Terminator, they said they're not going to do any more Terminators. That's it. Only one. And then they did do Terminator 2.
Which I have a little story about T2. I never saw the first Terminator, but I was in Saratoga, New York.
Hey, Chris, as you're talking, to bring another caller on, but caller, don't say anything.
Oh, you see, that important what I have to say?
Yeah.
That's important. Yeah. Terminator 2, I never saw the first one. But I was dating a chick in Saratoga, and Terminator went to see Terminator 2, as it was. Remember the huge promotion campaign, T2? It was called T2?
Guns N' Roses.
Linda Fiorentino, I think. Was that the chick in that movie?
Yeah, I don't know.
And anyway, wound up just making out with the chick the whole movie. And then never saw the movie at all. But I heard it was really good.
Terminator 2 was good. And then it went to... Terminator 3 was with a girl Terminator. And now, caller, you can say something if you want. Hey, you can chime in.
Who is it?
I think it's our old friend Bill. Bill, are you there?
Bill's here.
See? How you doing, Bill?
Welcome, Bill.
I was thinking about Sylvester Stallone and the Rockies and the Rambos.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Those are the sequels
Rambos
are there.
Yeah, that's
right.
You know that.
Did
you guys know that those two sequels were the first time in history, those two movies, that the sequels made more money each time?
Really?
Yeah.
Like, so they made more money
the
than the
first
one
happened.
For sure.
More than
Correct.
Star Wars?
Yeah. Every single sequel in the Rockies made more money each time.
Okay, I'm gonna go through all the sequels now, Bill. Hang with me. More than Star Trek?
More than all of them. Let's just put them all together.
Now that I don't know if I believe.
Wow, the Rambos did it. The First Bloods.
Yep.
First Bloods.
How many were there? How many of those were there? There were three, right?
Four Rambos.
I think more than that.
Four Rambos and five Rockies.
Four Rambos
and five Rockies.
Fucking Stallone. Locking it in. And the thing is, there was only one over the top, so keep that in mind.
Well, he just did a sequel. What was the last movie he just had out? The Indestructibles or something like that?
Expendables.
That was
the Expendables.
That was like old guys, right? It was like a collection of old guys. Just, what a piece of shit that is. A movie.
Well, they made a sequel.
Expendables 2?
Yeah.
It's called Creative.
Tell me this, guys. Why do they make the movie Taken, and they make Taken 2, Taken Again? Seriously?
There's another one coming out. There's Taken 3. Well, the reason is because a lot of people like seeing him out of soy sauce, only in decent hair. Soy sauce. Never mind. I'll stop short. Go ahead, guys.
Well, some of the best sequels are sequels that were never made, like Spaceballs. They're going to have a sequel.
And they
had a title for it. Yeah, it was called Spaceballs 3, The Search for Spaceballs 2.
Really?
Well, what happened?
Yeah, that was the title of the movie. It just never got made.
That's too bad. That would have been pretty decent. Oh, maybe Candy died. Did he die maybe before then?
Yeah, maybe. Well, anyway, so
what's the name of the villain from Spaceballs?
Well, there's Pizza the Hut.
Oh,
no, Dark Helmet.
Dark Helmet. Dark Helmet, yeah.
Don't be going Spaceballs on me. I know my Spaceballs. But anyway, back to the original. We were talking about Terminator at the start of this thing before Bill called in and changed the topic to Sylvester Stallone and all his sequels. But Terminator, right, the original Terminator was like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then they went to this indestructible cop guy in 2. Then they went to a girl Terminator.
Was Schwarzenegger in the first three? Was he only in the first two?
He's only in the first two. He's in this last one. But now they have Schwarzenegger is back in it, and now they have like an Asian Terminator.
Nice.
Terminator.
Yeah.
Terminator.
It's kind of yep.
Yeah. I shoot missiles like Cuba. I have accuracy like Russia.
Well, and then there was like, well, you all remember Aliens, right?
Aliens is a badass movie, man. That's a better movie than the first one. Aliens
exactly,
2.
That's my
Aliens.
Point.
Yep. Yeah, that's a badass movie. Sigourney Weaver.
Yep.
I would probably still fuck Sigourney Weaver, even if she had the kid coming out of her stomach. I probably still would do that.
No,
something tells me this.
You're fucking. What's that?
Something tells me that you would probably fuck Mrs. Doubtfire too.
That's right. But I'm a father.
Maybe not Mrs. Doubtfire, but Pierce Bronson. He's a handsome man.
Imagine that fucking Sigourney Weaver. You're fucking some chick, right? And all of a sudden there's like another hand that grabs you. Like, what the? This little tiny hand, like a Gerber baby hand. Like, what the? Then it like grabs your throat.
Yeah. Goodbye. Like, ah. Yeah, be like, this is crazy, but I dig it.
but I kind of like it. You're a crazy bitch, Sigourney.
Actually, Sigourney Weaver also was in the Ghostbusters movies. One and two.
Well, and there's actually a new Ghostbusters coming out.
All female cast. Stupid.
Yeah, they're kind of switching. All the gender roles are going to be changed. Like, so it's going to be four females, and like Megan McCarthy's one of the girls. I know that.
Megan McCarthy.
Yeah, and then so everybody else is going to be like, so instead of like Sigourney Weaver being like in that movie, her character is going to be played by a guy.
Mm.
That's the yeah.
I think I mentioned this to you a while back, Kyle, and I'm not sure if you know this, Bill, but the original Ghostbusters was supposed to have Belushi and Eddie Murphy in the film. True story. No bullshit.
Yeah, I heard about
and, it. And Belushi, something happened to him. And Murphy backed out, and that's where Ramis stepped in. Ramis or Bill Murray, I think. Or no, Bill Murray, I think, was original. One of the dudes, but Ramis stepped in. Then that dude, Eddie, the black dude from Ghostbusters, he took Eddie Murphy's place. But I'm thinking, man, imagine that fucking film with Harold Ramis, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, and Eddie Murphy. That would have been ridiculous.
Yeah, who was the other guy that was in the two, not Martin Short? Was it Ramis? No, who was the guy that did, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Ramis. No, not Ramis.
Ramis was the director.
That wasn't Harold Ramis. Who was that, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Anybody got it? Game Part TV?
Yeah, he's funny.
What was that dude?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that dude was funny. I forgot who that guy was. The glasses and shit. The apartment.
Martin Short. Is that Martin Short?
No, it wasn't Martin Short. Okay, who brought the dog?
That's right. Yeah.
Put your coats up here.
Yeah.
I paid all this all in taxes.
Yeah. Now, I was actually thinking, like, what do you think, to me, the most successful or continuing movie franchise there is out there?
I think Bill actually nailed it earlier, though. Those are pretty solid ones. As far as grossing or as far as popularity, because there's a lot of like underground things, like The Nightmares, The Friday the 13th, The Godfather's pretty dang successful, right?
Yeah, The Godfather.
Dang, guess it's Bill. Yeah.
The Godfather.
Air Bud 2. Probably.
How does that go with James Bond?
Yeah.
James Bond. James Bond's been going on since, like, 1950.
It actually has, dude. They've had, like, five different James Bonds, five different main characters. Mm. People are like, ah, James Bond, whatever. He doesn't look the same, whatever. Yep. Octopussy.
Yep.
I don't know. I've never seen a James Bond film. Not all the way through.
Are you serious?
There's also the modern-day James Bond, which is the Bourne Identity series, right? For the Bourne series?
Yeah, I would say that, yeah. But they're also doing, where's the one with Tom Cruise?
Mission Impossible ones?
Mission Impossible.
There's a few of those, yeah.
Yep.
Of those. He's been in quite a few trilogies, hasn't he? Or maybe not. Maybe just that Mission Impossible one. Nah, whatever.
Well, you know, people don't realize this, but Django Unchained was a sequel.
What was the first film?
Django Chained.
Yeah.
Oh, that he was chained? Looky here, now I'm unchained. Chained over here, now I'm unchained over here.
Yeah, it's a sequel.
Looky here. I'm Jamie Foxx, I'm chained up, now I'm Ray Charles. I can't see a fucking thing. Now I'm riding a horse. Look at me now. Hi-de-ho, hi-de-ho.
Fletch, remember Fletch? Fletch Lives?
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yep.
Fletch, it was Fletch and Fletch Lives, right? There was two of them?
Yeah, Fletch and Fletch Lives. Those were hilarious.
And then there was actually, yeah, Chevy Chase had a couple. He had the Fletch series and he had the Vacation series.
Oh, Vacations, yep.
Vacations. They went off the kind of off script a little bit. They had Vacation. European Vacation, Christmas Vacation, I think that's it, right?
Vegas Vacation.
Oh, Vegas Vacation, too, that's right. And Kyle, you and I are watching the old...
They have the new one, Staycation.
Staycation with John Goodman, just being home.
Yeah.
I'll go get me a burger, kids. Let's get on. Hey, kids, how about we order in?
to go down to Redbox.
That's right. Yeah, they go to Redbox. The big vacation is they go to Redbox and the buffet.
Yeah.
And then John did a big funny gag in the movie. John Goodman pulls a chair up to the buffet. Chair right up. I'm King Ralph. Don't just.
That's right.
But I think one of the disappointing sequel ones is the Back to the Future series. Man, a callback to one of our earlier shows.
Yeah.
There were like three of them.
Well, before you start that, I just want to let you know that the actual date for that was Monday.
The actual date that there was referenced in the film.
Yes, it was Monday.
This past Monday?
Yep.
President's Day.
Presidentes.
You know what I did on President's Day?
What's that?
I stayed home and watched Lincoln, and I just threw popcorn at the screen saying, boo, boo. President's Day. But yeah, the Back to the Future series, I can't remember them. I know the third one. Wasn't the third one like a Western?
Yeah, it was. They went back. Yeah, I didn't see that one.
It's just ridiculous. I can't remember the second one, though. I don't remember the second Back to the Future, though.
The second was where the one that went into the future.
Oh,
they went to 2016.
Well, that makes sense. Then they go back to 1890.
Yeah.
Back to 1890.
Yeah.
And then there was another.
Well, here's the thing about that. All that time travel actually messed up Michael J. Fox.
I guess he's still he's kind of shaken up from it.
Yeah.
It was on the other day. I was watching part three. My TV was shaking, and I was like, "Oh, it's just I changed the channel. Everything was fine again."
Yeah.
He's very shaken up about what happened to his career.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Jerry Lee Lewis said, "I'm started playing a whole lot of chicken going on." I was like, "That's not cool.
Yeah.
It's not cool, yeah. Jerry Lee. Go fuck your 14-year-old niece."
Yeah.
One movie that you can't tell a sequel from, you can't tell a difference, is Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12. Same movie.
Actually, I thought Ocean's 12 kind of sucked.
Did it really?
Yeah, Ocean's 11 was good.
Ocean's Eleven was a remake, though, right, from the Rat Pack. The Rat Pack.
Yep.
Yeah. The Rat Pack.
Yeah, it was
and then
like 12, based
didn't
off
they
that,
add a few new people in 12? They added more A-listers.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay. It wasn't nearly as good as the first one.
Mm. Yeah. Was it still a crime caper saga?
Yeah, they steal money from the casino again. Now that I watched it again,
11 or 12?
12. It wasn't, I watched it. So it wasn't as horrible as I remember it being, like the first few times I watched it, but it's not nearly as good as the first one.
I don't know. The first one was just like, I don't know. It just seemed like the A-listers, $2,000 suits.
Yeah, so you were talking about briefly about Friday the 13th, right?
Yeah. Well, you said about an 8-part series.
Well, Nightmare on Elm Street. Right, they had some pretty good ones too. Their sequels were pretty good for a while. But the very first Nightmare on Elm Street, and I think you know this because you're a big fan of his, but that was Johnny Depp's first movie.
Mm-hmm. He sinks into the bed, doesn't he?
He's like the football player that gets killed.
Yeah. And actually, speaking of which, kind of a tie-in, isn't there a sequel coming out with a new 21 Jump Street, or has that already been out and gone?
It was actually 22 Jump Street.
22, and it's already gone out of theaters now? It's already been played out?
Yeah, it was actually pretty funny. You should watch it. No, it's funny.
Which one's kind of the first or the second one?
Both of them were funny.
Both of them are funny? Are they better than the American Pie 1 and 2?
They're different. It's a different type of movie, but yeah, there is like some hilarious parts where you just die and it's just so it's like stupid funny. You can't take it seriously. You can't be like,
What movie I actually like with that dude? Who's that? Who's the fat dude? He's not fat anymore. He's in the 21.
Yeah.
And he was the baseball movie with the Moneyball or whatever.
Yeah.
I really like that movie. I know we're talking about sequels, but as a side, I kind of somewhat like that movie. Let's Get Him to the Greek.
That's a good movie. But
that's
actually
a funny movie, dude.
Isn't that really? Yeah. Because.
No way.
Yeah, that's a playoff of the one where the guy goes to Hawaii, or his wife breaks up with him. The Sarah Marshall one?
Yeah, Free and Sarah Marshall. So
that's a sequel to that?
Because that's the same character, that the actor.
Yeah,
right?
I knew that. Yeah, that,
yeah, so
it's the British guy.
Yeah, the British guy. So he's playing that character in that movie.
Excuse me. Oh, I never caught on to that.
Never caught on to that.
I didn't realize that. A very subtle sequel.
Yeah, very subtle sequel.
Very subtle sequel, if you will.
Yeah.
Russell Brand in it.
Yeah, I like that guy. I didn't like
Russell
him at first,
Brand.
But I like that guy. He's an interesting dude.
Yes. Look at me. I'm saying ironic things in a British accent.
What's funny about him is he doesn't take himself too seriously.
No, he's a cornball, dude.
Yeah, but no, but he's actually, like, really incredible. He's, like, so – he's, like, super smart.
Yeah, he plays a character all the time.
Yeah.
He's almost like
and,
a smart Borat.
Yeah. And he's like, I mean, he has like a lot of like really political beliefs, and he stands up for shit. I really like that guy.
He's an activist?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I
mean,
he's pretty deep.
No idea. Big shout out to Russell Brand.
Russell, I do like the Russell Brand. And I kind of touched upon it too. The Borat, isn't Borat, did he have sequels or just have more movies?
I think he did have a sequel to the first
one.
Didn't
do very well, though, huh?
It was more over the top and kind of, I think people really kind of got grossed out by it.
It was like gross. Oh, okay. That first one was what, Borat Comes to America or something like
that?
Oh,
that shit was hilarious.
Hilarious, dude. Fucking getting the chicken on the subway and all that stuff. He's hugging everybody.
Yeah, what's funny about that, too, was that, I think he was like filming people and people didn't realize it was a movie, so they're like
in New York
themselves.
City, dude. You
think
that's in New York City?
Because they weren't really able to pull that off. Yeah.
No, they were getting pissed at him. Remember?
Yeah, like but people didn't know that he was like. They thought that's who he really was. They didn't know that it was a movie. And he was
as a character.
As a character, yeah.
That's kind of interesting in New York. You would think that they probably would have New York.
Yeah.
That's really right. And one of the I think I was talking about the Back to the Future one. Another very big disappointment for me in sequels was Caddyshack 2.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Another terrible one. Well, I'm on the same. But you know that. And this one blew me away when it came out. This is when I was, you know, you and I were younger too. Remember Teen Wolf T-O-O?
Yeah, it sucked.
It wasn't even Michael. Speaking of Michael J. Fox, he was shaking up about that too because it got given to Jason Bateman. Remember, it was a whole new character.
Yeah, it was. I forgot one.
It wasn't even the same dude.
Yep.
Man, that was terrible. That was a horrible film. I mean, he's not a bad actor. I mean, that was one of his poorer choices.
Yeah, Jason Bateman's actually, he's done, like, well now. I mean, he's, like, a very popular actor out there now. He's, like, in everything.
Oh, totally. Another disappointing one that I remember, too, was Blues Brothers 2000.
Yeah, that one sucked.
Oh, my God. Was John Goodman in that?
Yeah, John Goodman was in that. Yeah, he took the Belushi part.
Yeah, I forgot who else.
I think it was what's his name? Who's the other guy? Not Chevy Chase. It was, who's the other guy? I don't like him.
Hey, Billy, you can help out.
He was the original. He was the other original Blues Brother. He went to all the House of Blues. Dan Aykroyd was in it. Yeah, it was Dan Aykroyd and John Goodman.
I think you're absolutely right, man. Let me see. Blues Brothers 2000. Yeah, it was Aykroyd, yeah. Yep, Aykroyd and John Goodman.
I'm certain that bad. Dan Aykroyd is not that funny.
Not really.
No, he's really
funny. I think Harold Ramis is a lot funnier than Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. Well, in all of them, I mean, he was in pretty funny movies, but I don't think it was ever him being the funny guy.
Yeah, he plays a pretty decent role.
Yeah, I think the sidekick.
But he does have a good vodka, though.
Like, does he have vodka out there?
He's got a... Yeah, you know the one I'm talking about? It's like the Clear Skull.
But he's obviously a successful businessman. I'm giving him that. Yeah, he also owns the House of Blues. I think he owns the House of Blues franchise.
Seriously?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was the one, I think he bought the original in Chicago and then spread it around the country.
Like the AIDS?
Yeah, infecting the town after town.
I'm spreading my House of Blues like AIDS across the country. That was his campaign.
Yeah.
Kind of bought into it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the more, another disappointing franchise was Jaws.
Yeah, it was Jaws 2. Like, wasn't like that one was like where like the shark tries to get revenge or something? Like, really?
Like Jaws Revenge. I think that went on four movies. Yeah, it's like Jaws 3D.
Jaws 3D, but then Jaws 4, you might remember this guy, I think was Mario Van Peebles was in Jaws 4.
Yeah,
and I forgot
that.
The chick. And the thing was, the wife, or maybe this one chick or whatever, I vaguely remember, I think she had to go out to escape Jaws. She had to go out to this island, you know, go out to the middle of the ocean. But guess
mm-hmm.
what? Jaws follows her. Really
yeah.
wants to eat this. Like, there's no other food for the fucking shark to eat in the ocean. They don't
yeah.
even like humans. They don't even like the taste of humans, great whites, because I'm a shark.
yep.
And no, really what they do is they'll bite you, but they'll spit it out. They don't like the taste of it.
Yeah.
Which is funny because people kind of like, they don't, you know, people kind of like the taste of sharks. Weird. But
that's
anyway,
true.
So he's like a marine biologist, I think, and a reggae guy with the dreadlocks and all that shit. I was like, oh, my God, this is ridiculous. So I think that was 4. I think that's where they stopped it.
Yes.
Jaws 4.
Yeah, I remember that.
Definitely not worth watching.
Didn't they do like 3 Hangovers?
I didn't even like the original Hangover.
That first one was pretty funny, but I mean, like the.
Yeah. Are there 3 of them now?
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I think I saw like the second one. I was like, oh, this is bad.
I heard the second one was just really bad.
Yeah, third. There may have been 3 of them, I think. I think there is 3 of them.
I think there was 3.
Yeah.
Which is funny because like the main character of that, I forgot his name, but then he went out to do like the Silver Linings Playbook. I'm like, oh, now you're going to be a serious actor. Like after he did that.
Remember Revenge of the Nerds? They had a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Police Academies.
Those were around the same time, I think.
Yeah. Naked Gun had a couple.
Oh, yeah. Naked Gun 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
2.5. Clever. It was all around that same time, though. It was like the Police Academies. Oh, Naked Gun was a little later. It was like... The Friday the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Revenge of the Nerds, yeah.
Revenge of the Nerds, all those kind of around the same time. I kind of like the American Pie 2, though. That was a solid sequel. Made sense. 3, not so much.
Yep. Here's a disappointing sequel, Meatballs.
There was a sequel to that?
Then there was like Meatballs 3.
No. Really?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
You got it? Oh, you got it? You want me to do it?
You can look it up. Check it out. Go Meatballs 3. See what happens.
While we're looking that up, I just want to let everyone know that we are in Mardi Gras week this week. And if you want to check out, there's check out Little Mardi Gras Action. You're too far from it. Check out Earth Cam Mardi Gras, and you can get live shots of Mardi Gras as it's happening.
Yeah, I think Meatballs. Today is actually Ash Wednesday.
It is. It is. Yep. So everybody clean your ashtrays out.
That's right.
Meatballs 3, Summer Job. You're right.
Ah, see?
Holy fuck, was in this movie? Hold on. Who was in this thing? 1986. 2 1.5 stars. I like to go to 2 sites. I like to go to IMDb, but I also like to go to Rotten Tomatoes. It's another good site. Well, guess who was in that? Guess who was Rudy? Remember Rudy? Rudy Rabbit. Fucking Patrick Dempsey.
Wow.
Shannon Tweed was a love goddess, please. You know, Gene Simmons' wife.
Oh, yep.
Sally Kellerman was Roxy Dujour. Oh, man. That first one was great, though. That's a great film. That's usually how it goes for the most part until the other ones that we mentioned. The first ones are pretty solid, and then they go to cash in. It doesn't always work.
Yeah. Well, that's why I understand like a movie like Fast and the Furious. The first one sucked. And now there's, like, this whole cult following. Like, they, like, started over. They think they went to, like, Fast and Furious.
started over again.
Seriously, it's like, there was like, Fast and Furious and another movie called Fast and Furious.
No way. The same title?
Same title.
same concept and characters and all that jazz?
Yeah. It's
wow.
Crazy.
It's crazy, I tell you.
How do you even keep track of what's going on? I mean, I guess you're just running around,
know.
Like...
Now I know why lions eat their young.
I don't think was he in any sequels ever, Ronnie Dangerfield? I don't think so. He had a very short movie career.
There was a Back to School too, wasn't there?
I think you're right, but I don't think he was in it.
No, I'll have to look that up in a second. Yeah, no, he wasn't very many films because Caddyshack was the first film Dangerfield was in.
That's right.
Is Bill still on? Because I know Bill, he's not on anymore. So I know Bill's a huge Bill fan.
And
he's passed out.
Yeah, I was. It's too bad he disconnected because I was going to see if Johnny Carson was in any movies. I don't think he was.
No. Very, very private guy. Very private gentleman. It's not even funny to joke about him. I mean, the guy's dead.
Yeah, Johnny Carson don't have time for that.
You ain't got time for that.
I got to load that shit up, man. Let me see. What was the question we had about? Back to school, right?
Yeah.
Back to school, too. Let's see. Back to Escuela. Oh, it was Spanish. It was back to Escuela. No, I'm just kidding. This is Spanish. There was one back to school that was called Back to School Mom. Denzel Whitaker? That's funny. It's like Forrest Whitaker and Denzel Washington's name. It was called Denzel Whitaker. 2015. Wow.
Oh, that just came out?
It hasn't come out yet. I think it's probably Back to School Mom. It's not no relation at all.
No, that's not the same now.
Wow. That's a pretty good reading. Well, Back to School Mom is the story of a 41-year-old woman who goes back to college to finish up her last year of school. But while there, she becomes good friends with a classmate who turns out to be the son she gave up 20 years earlier. Whoa. Stay tuned for that one. Back to School Mom. There should be a movie called, I don't even know what it should be called, but with all the teachers having sex with their students that you've read about in the past year or two?
There was a movie like that.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, I remember, what's her name was in it? Tom
Private Cruise's teacher? Ex-wife. Private tutor?
Tom Cruise's ex-wife.
Oh, well, the first one, though, right?
The
very first one?
The Australian girl.
Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
My tutor?
Yeah, that was an early one. Yeah, I'll tell you.
I'm pulling that shit up now. You know another disappointing one I just came to mind? Remember the Smokey and the Bandit series?
Oh, yeah.
And the first one was great. Afterwards, not so much.
What was that? Not Smokey and the Bandit, but what was that one with Burt Reynolds? Is that Burt Reynolds, right?
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit with Jackie Gleason and
Tom. Oh, yeah, you're right.
And then Jackie Gleason, it was still in the later ones, and I think because he just needed He need a paycheck. But it's great films. What's up?
I'm trying to see you. 014. It's not a very easy thing to navigate here.
What different times are you navigating it?
She's got a lot of stuff.
Oh, she's in lots of movies. I like to say that Tom Cruise kind of gave her career a little bit.
Kind of gave it to her a little bit. No, she was...
Was she in a film before that?
She had a lot of movies before that.
Dude, wasn't there a few... I know there's been a... Actually, you know what? We're totally over... No, I'll let you bring up what you're going to.
To Die For, that's what it was.
Yeah, To Die For, that was her first film. That was a good film.
No,
where she's on the boat.
Her first. No, that was something else. To Die For is the one where she played the teacher.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I did see that film, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know what we're kind of skipping over?
What's that?
All the ridiculous Batman movies over the years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't count those. I guess you can.
What do you mean you can't count those? It's like, well,
because they're back.
They're
and now you got like all the X-Men movies out there. Everything, like right now, everything is like an X-Men movie.
Superheroes, right? Everything is superheroes.
Everything is superhero, yeah. Right now.
Wasn't there a time where comics were for kids? Wasn't there a time where when did adults start reading fucking comic books and reading comics?
Well, here's one that you might not necessarily realize we're all connected.
Going deep.
Are you familiar with the Jack Ryan series, Chris?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give you one movie. The Hunt for Red October.
Oh, right, the Tom Clancy series, right?
Yeah, Patriot Games.
I didn't realize that was a whole sequel.
Clear and
deal.
Present Danger. Some of all.
Was there a submarine movie in there somewhere?
That would be Hunt for October.
Is that what you said first?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's part of a trilogy. That's like part of a. So Jack Ryan, we're supposed to believe that Jack Ryan does all this shit. That's his life.
Yeah.
He goes in submarines, and I saw the one. What's the one on the plane? Where he's in a. What's that one? Did you mention that already?
Yeah, I think that's
Air Force One. Is that Air Force One?
No, that's not him.
It's not a different. I think it is Jack Ryan, beard Air Force One.
No, I think so.
No, I don't think so. No. But then there's also the the Lethal Weapons too. I remember those.
Oh yeah, that's right. Lethal Weapon 2 was good.
Lethal Weapon 2 was good. That was a pretty good movie.
That's been almost better than the first one, almost. They fuck you at the drive-thru.
Fuck you at the drive-thru.
Whatever you want, let it get.
Good movie, dude. Let it get. Second one is so much better, dude. Is that Danny Glover? Is that his co-host in that? Or co-star?
Danny Glover, Mel Gibson. Right? Mel Gibson, Lenny, Danny Glover.
Danny Glover and Mel Gibson.
Yep.
I remember where he's like driving around. I love the part where he's driving around and he threw up in two, and he's like, turns to Danny Glover and he's like, I own this town. Tell all the fucking Jews I own this town. Remember that part?
Yeah.
And then remember they go and they have to bring. They bring the convict into the police station. Danny Glover and Mel Gibson. Then they have to book the dude. And he turns over and turns around. Mel Gibson. He sees a female officer. And he's like, "What's up, sugar tits?"
That's right. Yep.
Was that
yep.
the movie? No.
Those were in the outtakes.
Oh right. I own this town.
Yeah. The director's cut.
That motherfucker, dude, he got all that shit, and now Hollywood won't pick him up. He's like, fuck it, I got enough money. He can make a movie in a Mayan language and still have be successful.
Yep.
Mel Gibson, right? Remember that movie that he made in the Mayan language? What was that movie called?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I'll look that shit up. Yeah, Mel Gibson's a badass.
You know what we're kind of forgetting about? And you had Eddie Murphy here, Beverly Hills Cop.
Was there a sequel to that one?
Beverly Hills Cop 2?
I don't know if I saw that one. I saw the first one. That was one of the best movies ever.
Yeah, I see Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Let's see.
That was pretty funny, too. Beverly Hills Cop 2 is pretty funny.
Oh, dude, check this out. Mel Gibson was in Expendables 3 in 2014.
Yeah. There's three of them now?
There's three. Apparently there were, yeah. Yeah. I'm not joking, dude. It was, 2014. Expendables 3, Mel Gibson.
Wow.
I was trying to... Seriously, dude. Conspiracy theory. What was that one where... there was Lethal Weapons. There was three Lethal Weapons? I didn't know that. There's four Lethal Weapons.
I didn't know there was
lethal
four.
Weapons.
All the same guys had them, though, right? Is it all Mel Gibson and Danny Glover?
I don't know. Apocalypto is the Mayan movie.
Apocalypto, yep.
Apocalypto, man! Set yourself in a red stripe!
Speaking of Danny Glover...
Take over this country!
It wasn't bad. It was a Danny Glover movie. Remember, it was actually totally different than the first one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they're in the jungle, and that thing like, tries to kill them all.
Let me think. Hold on.
Remember?
You hear my brain burning up?
Yeah, Carl Weathers.
Predator?
Yeah. There's Predator.
Yeah,
2.
Dude.
Predator 2 wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't bad. They brought in a couple A-listers in the Predator 2, right? Couple other people.
There was Danny Glover.
Danny Glover's in Predator 2?
He's like the main character.
No way.
He plays the cop that kills him in the end. And he actually felt bad for him. I was like,
dude,
kind
you just
ruined
it for people that didn't see it, so that's cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Spoiler alert. I'm going to say it now.
Gary Busey was in Predator 2?
I think he was the Predator.
I just killed somebody in the parking lot. Hold on. Give him a beer.
No,
oh, yeah.
Now.
Gary Busey? Bill Paxton, holy shit! Adam Baldwin, what a piece of Morton Downey Jr.
If you say
film,
if you say Predator now, it sounds like it's like To Catch a Predator, crazy kid movie, creep. Probably kid all
the yeah. It's like I think it would probably start out like something like this. What are you here for? Why don't you sit down over there and have some lemonade?
That's right.
What are
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
What are
yeah.
you?
That's
hold
right.
on. Have a
yeah.
seat.
Yeah. Things like all making noises.
Exactly. Why are you trying? Don't leave because you'll only be arrested. How about you sit down and talk to me? That'd be great, dude. Predator film, too, with Chris, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
Are you her dad? No. But I have a couple questions for you. Remember that, dude?
Yeah.
Predator. That's what it should be called, Predator. And like then they have it like all they have sequels like all over the country. Predator, California.
You know, I think it was all filmed in California or whatever, you know. And then the dudes, Catch Predator, the fucking, remember our buddy Sour used to watch that show all the time? Like, you're a sick fuck, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, that was a weird movie. Yeah, that was weird.
He used to watch that shit all the time.
Apparently people liked that show.
Fuck? Yeah, dude, it was always the same thing, like, have a seat. Mm-hmm. Have some, are you enjoying the lemonade? What's in your bag?
And then like, they got like the same people like later on. Like,
the
we
same
talked
character.
To you 2 years ago.
Do you think it was a reality show?
I guess it's kind of like a reality show.
Yeah, I saw a couple. I saw a couple episodes with Sour, and they were the same episodes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sour would be like, "Oh shit, he's gonna get caught!" And I'm like, "No fucking way! Of course he's gonna get caught. It's on TV, dude."
Yeah.
What's in your bag? Do you always bring condoms when you're just gonna watch TV?
And a bottle of alcohol.
Exactly. Why the bottle of vodka if you're just here to talk?
What's with the roofie?
Exactly. Yeah, now it's like, yeah. Why'd you bring a vial of blow to a 14-year-old's house? Like, what? Ay, 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 ay. And then the dude's always like, ay, 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 ay. Ay, ay, I'm just leaving. If you go outside, you're going to get arrested. You might as well stay here and answer some questions.
I was going to the wrong house.
Yeah. And then I always love the loaded question, like, have you ever heard of NBC News? Like, what the fuck? It would have been better if he like, said something else.
Yep. Never heard of it.
No, never heard of it. I got to go. I got to go. I got to be on the job site in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great, dude. Predator 4, to catch a 14-year-old. What? To catch a 50-year-old, I think it would be more like it. Be much more like it. And then another series I never saw, like I said.
Oh. Hey, a good friend of ours, Chris, our good uncle of the way, he sent us an email.
We got an email?
Show. You can, apparently we do. And he sent
Shout
us this.
Couple, do we?
That's right. The 10 highest grossing movie sequels. You know what they are?
Let's try one.
Want to
play a game?
Sure. Yeah, play a game.
Well, who am I playing? I got to play because I don't have the list.
I have the list, yeah, so.
You have the list, so I got to play. All right, let me see.
You
got 15 minutes left, so let's see. 10 highest grossing movie sequels. That's the list?
Yeah, well, and I'm going to give you a little hint. I'm going to help you out here because it's not totally fair because a little bit I always talk about is, like, you know, the price of movie tickets is different.
Well, yeah, that's another thing, too, is that a lot of international sales happened over time, and then DVD sales and all that shit, right?
Yeah, so it's a little bit slanted, but excuse me, you name any of them. So I'm going to tell you that these are all very mostly modern movies.
I'm going to go with one.
Ready? One.
Is it on the list? Yeah. Empire Strikes Back.
No. So, again, that made them, I'm talking about modern movies here.
That's a modern movie? That's
sorry. Not like in, like, 1979.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Shit. Speed 2?
And he also tells us that, this is just, no, that wasn't on there either. He also says this, that he hated Fast and Furious, and the star's name that died is Paul Walker.
That's right. I did say Paul something, right?
I think he said Paul Bad Driver.
Paul Bad Driver, was that's not his real name?
That's not his real name, no.
But that, was it the touchy-feely actor? There's actually, well, I got it confused because the touchy-feely actor, Paul Pierce, he's very touchy-feely.
Oh. No. All right, here, I'm going to
you. No, don't give it to me. All right, can I give him another guess? Right.
Sure.
Is Fast and Furious on there at all?
No.
All right. Throw number 10 out there. What do we got for number 10? We'll go upwards with that.
I'm not sure. It says 1 of 10. I'm just, I don't know if this is and then what
order.
No.
Then. 1 of 10. Number.
But
10.
This is. I don't know if this is that best way or not. Okay. Well, no, it's just I have to go backwards now. I just have like the number 1 of all time. All right, so.
Oh, you got to build suspense.
10 of 10. 10 of 10. It's Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Panda 2.
You fucking kidding me? Cartoons? I forgot you mentioned cartoons.
660. That's why I was talking about. You got to think about ticket price now. 600 is not a good
deal. Kung Fu Panda 2 is a 10th highest grossing sequel of all time.
$665.7 million.
Is that Jack Black? Who's the voice of Kung Fu? Is that Jack Black?
Yes, it is. Yep. Yeah, it is.
Cashed in. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Should have been. Jackie Chan was in the movie, was a voice in the movie, but I think he probably should have been like the number one, don't you think?
Hi, Rekka! Kung Fu Panda!
Mm-hmm. See, now it doesn't let me go back, so now I gotta go back in and do this all over again.
I don't know how this shit's all arranged. You really want to find a play the game. All right, how about Batman's? But any Batman's on there? Are you keeping
there
the
is the number. The number two.
No,
is...
don't go there. Okay, let's go number two. Batman Returns. Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. Very well done.
Number two. All right, that was a good film, actually.
That was.
Let me tell you something about that real quick. I didn't while you get the list back. I've never seen. I saw the last Batman I saw was '89, the Jack Nicholson Batman. And I'm not really into superheroes and all that shit. I don't want to see grown men in tights dressed up like comic book heroes. So I don't even know the whole backstories or anything like that. But I went and checked out The Dark Knight. I heard it was a badass movie. I'm like,
I'm gonna bring a collar on, Chris. Yeah, see.
Because I like Christian Bale. He's a good actor.
I really like Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Good album, Sports.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, I want to say that I like the comedy sequels. I think the horror ones are overplayed. My favorites were Police Academy, Airplane, National Lampoon. They were all different. When you get into the horror movies,
drinking?
Like, no, no. Jaws,
no,
Freddy,
no, of course not. I don't drink.
No, 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 sir. We don't do that
no,
here.
No, no, never. Especially
we're calling from the cold northeast, but I didn't hear you mention Airplane. My one son, that's his favorite movie.
Oh.
And National Lampoon, I love all of them. And each one is different. And Police Academy, I think they were all very funny. And
what about
I think that... The gross ones, well, I like horror movies, but...
Groceries? Wait, Larry King stepped in. We didn't need Larry King. Sorry, go ahead, ma'am.
No, I'm talking about also like the movies like Halloween and Jaws. They each one got worse than the other. Any comment on that from the audience there? Or what happened?
Yeah, no, it's true. Like we did. Well, we were talking about actually the National Lampoon's Vacation. Did you ever see? We ran through those. Actually, we did a European Vacation, and so on.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen Christmas Vacation.
Did you see Staycation?
No, I did not see that.
With John Goodman?
No, I didn't see that one. But I do.
Oh,
I do like Airplane. Did you see Airplane? My one son, he loves that. And Police Academy might have been before your time, but they were all good.
Oh, yeah, they were funny. We mentioned those, actually.
Well, I might have joined the show a little late. But that's all I have to say. I
that's
think
okay,
the show is... Do you like these sequels, or how do you feel about them?
Some are good. Some are... some of them are good. You know, some of them stink. You know, I think sometimes that's just the way it is. Yeah, some are good, some are bad. I'm going to go out there on a limb and say on average, most of them stink.
Well, most
I'm
going to
agree.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to our list.
I agree.
Number two is Batman. Number 10, what's your name, caller?
My name? Dale.
That's right. All right, Dale. We're actually going through the highest, the highest grossing sequel films of all time?
Yeah.
So number 10 is Air Bud 2. No, wait, it's...
We already did 10.
No, I know, number 10, I'm saying. Number 10 was
Kung Fu Panda
2, and number 2 was Batman Returns. So go ahead.
That's right.
All right. So what do we got for number 9?
Number 9 is The Twilight Saga.
Really? I never saw any of those two. That's like
New Moon. Yeah, it was a bad movie.
It's ridiculous.
And then number 8, was Matrix Reloaded. Number eight was what? Or no, seven was what? Matrix Reloaded.
Oh, I can believe that. I'm surprised that's not higher up on the list. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Number seven?
Yeah. Spider-Man 2 is number seven.
Where was Twilight? No, Twilight was number eight.
Nine,
okay. Spider-Man 2 is number seven. Spider-Man 2 actually wasn't that bad.
Not bad. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen was number six.
Is that the second in the series or the third?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't watch any of that shit.
Number five, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, we didn't mention any of the Harry Potters, man.
No, there was... I read all the books. I didn't really watch the movies. I couldn't understand them.
There are quite a few of those.
Yep. This is a good one. Despicable Me 2.
Oh, what number is that? I like that movie.
Number four.
Number four? Wow, of all time. Imagine that.
Yeah, this one I liked as well. Shrek 2.
Yeah, Shrek 2 is good. And you know what else in Shrek 2?
Yeah, I like that.
The main character's name is Kyle. Did you know that?
He was heavily involved.
Heavily involved. Yep. Yeah, he's like the main character, dude.
And then number one was Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Is that the second one of the series?
Yeah.
Dead Man's Chest?
No, that's number one.
No, I'm sorry. No, I mean the series, though, for the Caribbean series. Was there three of those or two?
I think there was three.
I think there was three also.
Yeah.
There's three also. Dead Man's Chest. I actually heard there's a, and it's funny because Johnny Depp, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie, as you mentioned earlier, the Ghostbusters sequel is all women.
Mm-hmm.
And
It's a remake. I'm actually the sequel.
It's a remake, of course. It's a remake, yeah. Angelina Jolie is actually having a film come out. I don't remember. I think for the summer, because summer blockbuster. And it's called Dead Chested Woman.
Oh.
That's what's coming out.
That is a flat joke.
Yeah, that bombed. That bombed.
Well, like Kyle said, it was a very flat joke. It was flat on deaf ears.
You guys have a really good show, but for when you bomb, we should get a gong. and that would let you know bomb, just bang the gong. But anyway, I just want to say
that
I do enjoy your podcast, and I must go now. And I just wanted to give my opinion. Well, thank you, and keep up all the good work.
Thank you, Gail.
No, please buy that gong.
Stay warm. Stay warm out there.
Thank you. We will. Bye-bye.
Enjoy Mardi Gras.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
You know, one thing I want to mention in the last 5 minutes is there, you know, Kyle, it's funny that, in a way, you know all the retarded movies like Forrest Gump, the other sister, this is Sam, and then riding the bus on the wrong side. There's never a sequel to the retard movies. Oh, you know what an exception is to that?
What's that?
You know, fucking Bill. Bill and Bill 2.
Yeah.
There's Bill again, I think. I forgot what it's called. But that's one. They made that with the Mickey Rooney, and the Mickey Rooney series, Bill.
My name is William, Bill for short.
There's hasn't been a sequel to those. There was only a sequel to those movies. The other retard movies, though, no sequels.
I'm trying to think. I think you might be right.
Yeah, no retard sequels. I can't go on. Kind of like those movies. So yeah, no retard sequels. But I think we covered a pretty good gamut. One thing I have to mention, I'm surprised it wasn't on the list too, though, was American Pie, of course, I mentioned, but the Bill and Ted series.
Yeah, did they make the third one of that? Or they're supposed to make that one coming back to that, right?
I don't know. I think was there two of them or three? I can't remember.
There's definitely two.
I like the two. I like the first or the second one with, the first one with Genghis Khan bowling.
Yeah, because Keanu Reeves didn't do the second one.
Oh, No, I think he did, man.
Maybe he didn't do the third one.
There's three of them?
I think so.
Let's see. The old, that's actually a tolerable Keanu Reeves series. But he was also in Matrix, wasn't he?
Yeah, what was the one like with there's Wayne's World. Wasn't there Wayne's World 2?
Yeah, I wasn't really into Wayne's World. It was like an extended SNL skit.
And then who was the other guy?
Hey, go ahead. Sorry. There was Bogus. There was Excellent Adventure and Bogus Journey.
Yep.
For Bill and Ted's.
Was he in both of them? No, I think he was only in one.
I'm bringing up the second one now. No, I think he was in the second one, yeah. Reeves was in the second one.
Yeah.
Yep. Pam Grier was in the second one, too. With our boy George Carlin.
They just made, what was that sequel that was just out recently, the comedy Dumb and Dumber?
Did you see that one?
No, not yet. I watched it.
That was like the longest time between.
Dumber.
That was a long.
Because like stuck. There was like a Stuck on You with Matt Damon. There was a more. There was a faster sequel with that. Wasn't there a sequel with that? Stuck on You.
I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah, Dumb and Dumber was like a 12 or 15 year difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I would see that one though.
Austin Powers was like a lot of different sequels.
Oh, right. Austin Powers, some sequels business going on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that wasn't part of the list, too.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I think the list is like, it's done by like, if they did it by ticket sales as opposed to by money, I think they would see a difference. Because like movie tickets back in like 1980 were like $5. Movie tickets now are like $18.
That's a huge thing, too, in music where you have like album sales versus today.
Yeah,
you know, it's like it's not even comparable. Like an album back then was like the whole album was like $4, and then an album like in 1985 was like $17.
Yeah, you even have albums anymore.
Well, I buy albums. I mean, CDs or cassettes.
Yeah.
And now you have like MP3s. It's not even like anything tangible anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like even with films now, like with films you can go to Hotbox. I'm sorry, Redbox. And get your movie.
That's right.
Get your movie out. I actually, I've never been to the Hot Box. I've never been to Red Box. I've been to Hot Box, not Hot Red Box. But you got the Netflix now. You can catch the movies a year or two later, or 6 months later, or just directly.
Sometimes they're out there right away. Yeah, some of them are out there right now.
Yeah. Sometimes they're out there right away. And there's not a lot of, there's never sequels to documentaries usually either.
There is one on Netflix, though, right now about the war. There is, you have to check it out. I can't remember.
Hey, there's one about the war on Netflix. Check it out, people.
Yeah. Well, it was actually one of the Academy War. They made a sequel to it. I can't remember. It's like a follow-up to the documentary.
I can't remember that. Hey, check out the Academy Award film on Netflix. See you next week.
Yeah, the War Doc. Netflix,
oh,
really.
Is it the sequel to Restrepo?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna watch that tonight. Actually, as a matter of fact, Restrepo is a badass film, man.
So there's a sequel out there to that.
It's a good film. That is a good film, people. So happy Mardi Gras week, everybody.
Yeah. So we only got a minute left. Chris, what is if you could only see one sequel movie, what would you see?
Rocky III.
It's a good one.
Pretty damn good. Or American Pie 2. Another good one. Or a comedy. Probably it. Rocky III, American Pie 2, or Despicable Me 2 is also good as well.
Yeah.
So I think I covered a lot of genres. What about you?
I think I'd like to watch Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Go down there.
Well, I fucked the chick, so I don't want to see that anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well, The Lord of the Rings. I guess that's a trilogy, right?
Holy shit, we didn't even mention that.
I just did.
I guess that's a trilogy. It's like 9 hours.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. I just do Lord of the Rings. And they're still going on, some of them. They have the whole Hobbit thing going on now, so.
Starts all over.
Yep. So, all right, people, we'll move back next week. Don't have a topic yet. If you think of a topic, email us, call us, suggest it to us, Twitter us. We'll come up with something to talk about, I'm sure.
And stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Stay
trying to find
tuned.
Our clothes. Can you find our clothes over there? Are you open over there?
No, I'm not up, but next week is a sequel this week's show.
That's right. All right, people. Peace out.
Later.
Thanks for checking out the Kick My Brother podcast with Chris and Kyle. Be sure to check us out on Twitter at Kick My Brother for past episodes and all that's going on. See you next week.